The United States will donate half a billion more doses of the Pfizer vaccine to developing nations. Joe Biden making that pledge at a virtual COVID-19 summit on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly.
The United States is buying another half billion doses of Pfizer to donate to low and middle-income countries around the world. This is another half billion doses that will all be shipped by this time next year. And it brings our total commitment to donated vaccines to over 1.1 billion vaccines to be donated. Put another way, for every one shot we've administered to date in America, we have now committed to do three shots to the rest of the world.
U.S. regulators have also approved booster shots of the Pfizer vaccine. People over the age of 65 and other high-risk individuals will be eligible for a third jab, a booster which can be administered 6 months after the initial two-dose course. The other headlines, and the Taliban's appealing for quick United Nations recognition as the new rulers of Afghanistan. The group's appointed a new envoy to the UN and requested he be allowed to speak at the General Assembly. The Taliban's dealing with escalating humanitarian and economic crises since taking over last month. France will send its ambassador back to the United States after President Emmanuel Macron spoke to Joe Biden to calm a diplomatic dispute. In a phone call, Biden and Macron agreed France should have been consulted about a security pact, which the US has formed with Britain and Australia. Under the new alliance, Australia will turn its back on a French submarine deal in favour of American nuclear-powered subs. Biden and Macron plan to meet in October. The US says it'll be providing more than $330 million in aid to Venezuelans. The announcement was made shortly after President Nicolas Maduro demanded sanctions be lifted. And the Tunisian president, Kais Saied, declared he will rule by decree and ignore parts of the constitution. The new measures go beyond the steps he took in July. More than 6,000 people have left their homes. The volcano continues to erupt on one of the Canary Islands. Massive flow of lava is continuing to make its way across the island of La Palma.